WKJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, we have cloudy skies and 22 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Sports. Sports is brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In basketball action Friday night, the Atlantic Trojans boys basketball team survived a tough road test in Creston, pulling off a hard-fought 65-60 win. Atlantic scored first in the game, but trailed most of the first half thanks to a red-hot shooting half from Creston sophomore Kylan Smallwood. The Panthers led 22-17 after one as Smallwood dropped in 15 points in the first quarter and finished the first half with 21. Atlantic weathered the early burst and got two late second-quarter buckets from Garrett Franken to lead 36-33 at the half. The game would go back and forth in the second half, with each team holding multiple leads and multiple ties. Atlantic got a couple of big buckets from Scott Leonard on nice dishes in the fourth quarter, and then came up big at the free throw line. The Trojans made 8 of 9 from the charity stripe on the final quarter to seal the win, including four big ones from Austin Alexander in the waning moments. Head coach Alan Jenkins knew Creston could be a big test and was happy to get the tough win.
So we knew the capability was there for them to play that style, and then they run a box of one, and we're early season, we're not preparing for junk defenses yet, so we had to continually just adjust throughout the game. You know, they switched defenses 6 or 7 times, and it was a great win for our guys, because we're on the road at the conference and the pressure's on you and they're hitting shots, and I think we learned a lot about us and just how we reacted and handled ourselves.
The Trojans were led by Garrett Franken with 21 points, and Scott Leonard finished with 20. That included 10 in the first quarter. Atlantic is now 4-0 on the young season, with the big Hawkeye 10 showdown with Glenwood looming on Tuesday night. Coach Jenkins says they'll approach it like any other game.
Yeah, I think we treat it like any other game. In December, you can't be too invested in one matchup. We couldn't be too invested tonight. We can't be too invested on Tuesday. We know they're really good. We know we're really good. So I think it's a top 10 matchup with 3A teams. It's a good rivalry. I think rivalries are healthy in our conference, and it'll be a fun night of basketball.
Creston was led by Kylan Smallwood with 26 points, and the Panthers are now 3-2 on the young season. Elsewhere in boys basketball, it was AHSTW defeating Audubon 75-67. Bedford was a 63-49 winner over Mount Air. Carroll down Bondurant Farrar 67-52. Council Bluffs A. Blinken was a 62-49 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton. Earlham boys beat Ogden last night 56-50. In overtime, it was East Union over Lenox 68-62. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton was a 74-41 winner over Woodbine. Fremont Mills down Clarinda Academy 66-37. Grandview Christian pounded on Orient Maxburg 98-40. Harlan was a 76-72 winner over Denison Schleswig. Also in boys hoops, it was Lewis Central beating Kemper Catholic 64-48. Logan Magnolia was a 80-44 winner over Oakland Riverside. Madrid downed West Central Valley of Stewart 55-50. Missouri Valley beat Griswold 60-32 in boys action. Also, it was Peyton Sherdan with a 43-40 win over Cam. Shenandoah defeating South Page 53-34. Sydney was a 61-33 winner over Essex. Southwest Valley boys beat Nottoway Valley by 1 point, 63-62. It was St. Albert over Red Oak, 63-45. Stanton boys were a 47-28 winner over East Mills in basketball. Trainer down Underwood, 56-47. It was Tri-Center over IKM Manning, 48-43. West Monona got past Otobold Arthur BCIG, 49-46. And the Winterset boys pulled off a 70-62 victory over ADM. The Atlantic Trojans girls basketball team failed to get on the board in the first quarter on last night at Creston and fell into an early hole that would lead to a sizable loss. Creston led 11-0 at the end of the first quarter and stretched the lead to 21 by the end of the half on their way to a 57-32 win over Atlantic. The Panthers hit all 6 of their 3-point makes in the first half and got a balanced scoring effort in the win. Brielle Baker finished with 10 points, and Brianna Wallace and Cammie Rutherford both have 9 to lead Creston. They improved to 3-2 on the season. Atlantic was led in the loss by Catherine Leonard with 10 points. Freshman Mackenzie Waters had 8 points in the fourth quarter. The Atlantic girls fall to 0-5 on the season with a home game against Glenwood set for next Tuesday. Elsewhere in girls basketball, it was ADM over Winterset 49-38, Audubon beating AHSTW 42-40. Cam pounded Peyton Sherdan 72-22. Earlham was a 56-43 winner over Ogden. The East Mills girls beat Stanton 53-34. East Union was a 38-36 winner over Lennox. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton handed Woodbine a major loss at 83-28. Grandview Christian beat Orient Maxburg 64-28. The Griswold girls got past Missouri Valley 61-50. Harlan was a 60-55 winner over Denison Schleswig. Elsewhere in southwest Iowa, it was Heartland Christian over South Page 42-36. In girls basketball, IKM Manning beating Tri-Center 70-34. Camper Catholic was a 55-51 winner over Lewis Central. Logan Magnolia was won over Riverside 67-18. Mount Air beat Bedford 74-37. It was Nottoway Valley downing Southwest Valley in girls basketball 42-17. Panorama was a 55-20 winner over at Air Casey Guthrie Center. Also, Red Oak beat St. Albert 51-48. Sergeant Bluff Luton was a 67-45 winner over Abe Lincoln. Sydney downed Essex 71-55 in girls hoops. Trainer was a 67-54 winner over Underwood. West Central Valley of Stewart beat Madrid 71-44. And West Venona downed Otobold Arthur BCIG in girls basketball 64-43. New Drake basketball coach Jeff Rutter was so excited to get to practice on Wednesday that he realized after backing out of his driveway he forgot to put in his contact lenses. So with a trip back into his home and a couple days of practice in, Rutter now focuses on today's game against Jackson State. It'll be his first game since being elevated to head coach after the sudden resignation of Ray Giacoletti.
I'm really excited about practice, you know, and I was. And to be able to tee it up tomorrow and take on a very good opponent, it's going to be a heck of a ball game. It is exciting.
Again, that game is this afternoon. The Bulldogs have stumbled to a 1-7 start, and Rutter says the reaction this week from the players has been positive.
I mean, these are guys that you've been in the trenches with here. I mean, this particular group since early June. And these guys are a tremendous group to coach. Positive attitude, hard work, really a willingness to be coached and pushed, and fun guys to be around. So, hey, we're going to lock arms, and we're going to put our best foot forward, and we're going to throw out the best that we have tomorrow.
Rutter says the focus has been on execution and instilling confidence as the Bulldogs get set to host Jackson State team that's 2-6 on the season.
There's no wholesale changes. It's about continuing to try to find ways to get better. We have been, you know, prior to this week, and we are continuing to try to find ways to instill confidence in these guys.
The tip time this afternoon at the Knapp Center in Des Moines is at 2:05. Finally, in sports, 10th-ranked Creighton remains unbeaten following their most lopsided victory in 14 years. Marcus Foster and Kyrie Thomas each scored 16 points as the Blue Jays hammered Longwood 113-58 in top 25 college basketball. Martin Kempelge added 11 points for the 10-0 Blue Jays, who led 62-25 at halftime and had six players in double figures. All 13 Creighton players who suited up scored at least 3 points. That's a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.